Sir Erica Berenger from the University of Oxford. Now, every Christmas for more than 34 years, those living alone have been invited to a December 25th dinner at Black Rock Rugby Club in South County Dublin. The gathering is organised each year by Margaret Brown from Sandy Cove. She serves up Christmas dinner to some 300 people. This year, of course, is very different. No gathering in the club, strict social distancing, but dinner will be served. And Margaret is on the line now to tell us what she's planning. Margaret, thanks so much for talking to us. It's quite an undertaking, and you're going to go ahead with it this year, we're told, despite the pandemic. Dinner will still be delivered.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, Margaret?
Well, not very well, but I can just about hear what you're saying.
Well, I want you to tell me about your plans for serving up dinner on Christmas Day.
Well, this would be our 34th year to hold the dinner in Black Rock, but as you know, we are not able to have it on this year, and it's such a disappointment to everybody that there is no lunch. But we are having a lunch, and this time it's going to be a takeaway lunch, home delivery, and a collection. We'll start off early in the morning, about 10 o'clock, where people will come and collect up the lunch and take it away with them. And we'll try and make Christmas as best we can for everybody, because it's a very lonely day for people who are alone, and especially people that are isolated, and for the whole year they have been very lonely. So looking forward so much to the Christmas, but unfortunately this year it's going to really be different.
Yeah, I mean, but I think we've known for a while that it's going to be very different. So you've been planning this for a while, is that right?
We have been planning this because from about, so I think probably from about August, we had calls asking what was going to happen about the lunch. And I thought about it. Well, you know, I thought to myself, certainly things might improve, but it hasn't improved. And I telephoned the Black Rock Rugby Club, and I told them what I had in mind, and they thought it was a very good idea, and to go ahead with it. So from there on, that was the arrangement that we were going to go and have it anyway, because it would be such a disappointment for people not to have a lunch on a Christmas day in Black Rock. But anyway, they really are delighted, and we will try to make Christmas as best we can on this special Christmas that would be different.
Absolutely sure you will, Margaret. It's fantastic news. Sorry, do you want to say a quick word?
I do. I would like to thank the Black Rock Rugby Club.
Indeed.
and all our sponsors and volunteers, and especially the Dunleary Garda, who help us out immensely with the delivering
team.
The food.
Big team, Margaret.
You know, we're going out around the area with the 200 lunches, and that's going to be a big undertaking.
Very well done, Margaret. We're a little bit tight on time, so I'll bring it to a close there. But listen, thank you for talking to us, and a very happy Christmas to you and all your family.
And thank you very much.
Thanks so much indeed. That was Margaret Brown from Sandy Cove talking to us.